A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Seb Ben Chava Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have really only one subject we're going to discuss on this week's program. We warned you during the campaign that Donald Trump would lead to a resurgence of Nazi Jew hatred and the Nazi movement in the United States in general. We warned you about his clear sympathy for Nazi groups and the KKK and the fact that those groups were supporting him. You remember during the campaign how he refused to denounce David Duke. He was on CNN being interviewed and refused to denounce David Duke. He claimed he didn't know David Duke. He says, I never met him. He knew David Duke. He had spoken about David Duke in interviews 20 years before then even. For 20 years he had been speaking about David Duke. All of a sudden he claimed he didn't know who David Duke was, that pathological lying scum. And so Donald Trump refused to condemn David Duke and the KKK and claimed he didn't know anything about the KKK either. He wouldn't even condemn the KKK in the interview. Then, 48 hours later, after there was an uproar and everybody was condemning him, he suddenly said, well, I also, no, of course I'm against David Duke and the KKK, 48 hours later. So this is a pattern on his part. Well, yesterday, the day before we're taping this program, in Charlottesville, Virginia, hundreds of Nazis, they're calling them white nationalists. Not white nationalists, they're Nazis. Hundreds of Nazis with Nazi flags, chanting Nazi slogans, praising Adolf Hitler, marched in Charlottesville. And there were counter-demonstrators as well. And one of the Nazis that marched, a 20-year-old Nazi from Ohio who was a strong supporter of Donald Trump, who had Donald Trump bumper stickers and Donald Trump messages on his sites, and a strong supporter of Donald Trump, and who was also a strong supporter of Adolf Hitler and had always admired Adolf Hitler. He decided to drive his car into the counter-demonstrators. He murdered a woman, a 32-year-old woman, and also two Virginia state troopers that were in a helicopter above watching. Because of all the chaos and the violence and the tension, they crashed. If there hadn't been this violent rally and all of this chaos and violence, they would be alive today. So at least three people were murdered because of these Nazi beasts marching in Virginia. At least three people were murdered. Dozens more were injured. In fact, six of them are still in critical condition in the hospital. But the important issue here is that Donald Trump refused, again, and up until the time we're taping this program, on Sunday evening, up until the time this program is being taped, more than 24 hours after this occurred, Donald Trump has still refused to denounce the Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, and all of these vicious, hate-mongering terrorist organizations. He's refused to denounce them. Senator Ted Cruz, a decent, moral, true conservative, whom we supported for the presidency, has denounced them and in fact, has written on his sites, has written on his Facebook page, and has tweeted that there must be complete and unequivocal condemnation of these organizations and of these individuals, of the Nazis, of the Klan. And so Ted Cruz has taken the right position on this issue, just as he takes the right positions on Israel. He is a true friend of Israel. But you didn't want to support Ted Cruz. You wanted to support Donald Trump. And so look what you got. You got someone who's in bed with David Duke and the Nazis. Someone who won't condemn David Duke and the Nazis. You got someone who, because of his presidency, is reviving Nazism in America. Before Trump started his campaign in 2015, Israel was a very popular cause on the right because the evangelical Christians, like Ted Cruz, were strong supporters of Israel. And Israel was very popular, and there was a very strong pro-Israel sentiment among Republicans, among conservatives, among people on the right. Very strong. The polls showed that the vast majority of Republicans and the vast majority of conservatives strongly supported Israel. And that was the strong sentiment. And I even saw, when we would do videos or anything that we ever did, if anyone ever attacked Israel, if anyone ever said anything critical of Israel, conservative Gentiles, Republican and conservative Gentiles, from all over the country would leap to the defense of Israel, would come in and start defending Israel. That's what happened pre-Trump. But Trump started something very dangerous and very sinister and really very malignant. That he's introduced something very malignant into American politics that will probably lead to the destruction of America. And that's no exaggeration, by the way. If you go against Israel, you will be destroyed. God will destroy you. God loves his people, and the Jews are God's chosen people. That's what it says in the Bible. That's not what I say, it's what it says in the Bible. And you go against them, you will face destruction. And Trump introduced this new malignant type of philosophy in the United States, where he started elevating the anti-Semitic forces, who claim to be conservative. They're not real conservatives, of course. But the anti-Semitic forces like Pat Buchanan and David Duke, he revived them. He started strengthening these evil forces. And so now, for the first time in decades, we haven't seen this in 40 or 50 years, for the first time in decades, you've got mass Nazi rallies. You didn't have mass Nazi rallies in this country for many, many years. For many, many years. You occasionally had Nazis, 5 or 10 Nazis who would say they're going to have a demonstration somewhere and hundreds of police have to surround them. That you would have. But they didn't have widespread support. And there weren't huge numbers of people coming to their rallies. Here you had hundreds and hundreds of them coming to a rally for the first time in many, many years, probably for the first time since the 1930s, since before World War II. And these Nazis are marching with swastikas and signs and praising Hitler and openly vowing to create in the United States what we had in Nazi Germany. This is what Donald Trump has created, and we warned you this was going to happen. We told you this was going to happen. Donald Trump and his wild, irrational, crazy, anti-Semitic, often anti-Semitic rhetoric. And yes, a lot of his rhetoric, because he backs people that are anti-Semitic, that makes his rhetoric and his stand anti-Semitic. This has created a new atmosphere in America, where these groups now are confident and feel they can come out and start openly espousing their views again. And he has made it popular again. Now, when we do videos for Israel, or we do videos that have anything to do with any Jewish subject, whereas in the past, most of the people on the right would immediately jump to our defense and leap to the defense of Israel. Now, you get these Nazi remarks about putting us in gas chambers and ovens and supporting Hitler. I mean, it's unbelievable what Trump has created. And this is what you're going to associate conservatism with. And this is what you're going to associate Republicanism with. And the Republicans, of course, are scared to death because they know that the majority of the American people are going to vote this down by huge numbers. So they're scared to death. But Trump is making Republicanism and conservatism so unpopular that it's going to be toxic, that you're never going to be able to elect a decent president like Ted Cruz. Forget about it now. I mean, Trump is destroying the whole country. He's destroying the whole country. All of his rhetoric and all of the remarks he's made, not his policies. His policies, by the way, are worse than Obama's policies. Deportations of illegal aliens are down under Trump. In this first 7 months, he's been president for 7 months now. In the first 7 months of his presidency, you know that the number of people being deported, the illegal aliens being deported, is down. The number is down under Trump from what it was under Barack Hussein Obama. Obama was deporting more illegal aliens every month than Trump. So it's all bluff. It's all bluster and talk and hot air. That's all it is. On every issue, that's all it is. And in the end, he's going to make conservatism unpopular and toxic. He's going to do to the Republican Party, to the conservative cause, what Herbert Hoover did to the Republican Party. Herbert Hoover, you had the Great Depression under Herbert Hoover, and the nation for 80 years before that was majority Republican. From the end of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War, up until Herbert Hoover's presidency in the late 1920s, America was solidly Republican. America had a Republican majority. The Republicans won the White House. The vast majority of elections went Republican. This was a majority Republican country. Herbert Hoover, because the Great Depression happened under him, made Republicanism unpopular. And for many years after that, America was a majority Democrat country. Until the 1960s. And the same thing happened with Jimmy Carter's presidency. He made the Democrat Party unpopular and made Ronald Reagan immensely popular. And the nation became majority Republican for a while. Now, Trump is creating a situation where Republicanism and conservatism will be extremely unpopular. And justifiably so. Because if the Republican Party is willing to nominate someone like Trump and willing to put scum like this in the White House, whose policies on most of the issues, I mean, put the bluster aside, his actual policies are worse for the country even than Obama or Clinton. I mean, that's, you know, of course the voters are going to reject that. And by the way, the most alarming part of this, the vast majority of young voters in the country are repulsed by Trump. Repulsed. Young voters were beginning to come back to the Republican Party in 2015 before Trump announced his candidacy. Young voters were disappointed by Obama's presidency and were beginning to come back. Polls showed that young voters were beginning to come back and that the Republican Party was competitive among young voters again. Trump came into the picture. Young voters went against him in the last election. It wasn't enough to stop him because he got older voters. He got the old voters to vote for him. People my age, I'm going to be 61 years old in a couple of months. People my age voted for Trump, but young voters voted against him. The future of the country is against him. Now, the polls show that young voters are overwhelmingly against him. 70%, I mean, 65, 70% against him. I mean, what type of country is this going to be if 65, 70% are going to be voting for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and left-wing Democrats? I mean, that's what Trump is doing. He's making them popular. He's making the left popular. And he's making the right radioactive. He's making it toxic. And on Israel, of course, he's so anti-Israel. He's so anti-Israel. He's pressuring Israel not to build Jewish settlements in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, which is very dangerous for Israel. He's renewed the Iran nuclear agreement. His positions are just as bad as Obama, if not worse. He's sending that Jew boy, Jared Kushner, back to the Middle East. His Jewish son-in-law, that self-hating Jew, Jared Kushner, he's sending him back to the Middle East to again pressure Israel to begin the so-called peace process, which means national suicide for Israel. He's going to be going back to Israel soon, Jared Kushner. And all the Jews in Trump's administration are self-hating Jews, are traitors, every single one of them. Half of them have converted to Christianity, by the way. I mean, half of them, his attorneys, for instance, and the people representing him and his economic advisors, half of them have been converted to Christianity, the other half are intermarried. And Jared Kushner pretends to be an Orthodox Jew, so he had a phony conversion for his wife, and he pressures Israel to commit suicide. And brags about it, brags about the fact that he got Netanyahu to cave in on settlements and to cave in on the Temple Mount. Brags about it, Jared Kushner. And says, we're getting advice on the Middle East from Henry Kissinger, the ultimate self-hating Jew. We told you so. We told you so. If there are any of you out there that genuinely love Israel and care about Israel, we told you this was going to happen. And for those of you that think Trump is doing something good for America, boy, are you crazy. And by the way, those of you who are Jewish and don't care about Israel, or it wasn't important enough for you to support Ted Cruz, that you supported Trump anyway, even though you're Jewish, you're scum. You don't deserve anything. You're going to burn in hell, and you deserve it. And I don't feel any pity for you. You're going to roast. You're going to roast a Jew that doesn't put Israel above all other considerations. A Jew that does that, you have no idea what punishment awaits you in the next world. The Trump presidency is going to come crashing down. He may stay in office, but his presidency is going to be judged in a colossal catastrophe for the country. And I seriously doubt America. I have my doubts. I mean, maybe there'll be some amazing thing against the odds, but I think the odds are that America won't even survive this. I think America's best days are going to be over by the time we're finished with this. He's not getting anything good done. All the bad trends are continuing. The country's continuing to go into the direction of becoming a third world banana republic, despite all the rhetoric of Trump. Everything bad that was happening under Obama is continuing under Trump, except even at a faster pace. All talk, all bluff, all bluster, and the results are the same as Obama. We're spending more money under Trump than we were spending under Obama in the budget. We have fewer deportations under Trump than we had under Obama. He's legalizing the illegals at a faster rate than Obama. On every front, on the important issues, and the most important issue, which is Israel, he's against Israel just like Obama was, and God will not forgive that and will not let that go. So, we tried telling you, we told you so. If you want us to be able to warn the people of Israel to wake up, because they have another bluffer as Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. If you want us to be able to warn the people of Israel, to save Israel before it's too late, and to help Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in Israel when they do eventually have elections there, if you want our voice of uncompromising truth to be able to warn the people of Israel, then support us. Join with us and let's fight together. We're going to continue to tell the truth here in America as well. We're going to tell the truth in both places, because the truth must be told. JTF was right from the start, because we're willing to face the truth and face reality. We would have been so much better with Ted Cruz as president. He really would have gotten the things done that Trump speaks about but will never get done. He would have gotten them done. He knew how to get things done. But that's over with. We lost that chance. And now we've got to try to save Israel from catastrophe. And we've got to continue to warn the American people to try to wake as many people up as we can in the United States as well. If you agree, join with us. Help us. We need your financial support. More than anything, we need your financial support. And, of course, help us promote our videos and promote everything else we're doing. Together, if we fight as a team, we can still make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.